Good morning, Namibia. Isn't this just a fascinating day? And please, don't worry. I was just cleaning the pilot seat. The pilot is here.
Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to the Free Your Mind show. Commander Chicken, you know when you are a commander and you are late. I remember this one story, na? Apparently the... Hey, Helmut. I'm in studio with Helmut and Fernando.
Fernando, not Torres.
Yeah,
it's Tafish.
Yeah, Fernando Tafish. Now, apparently, what happened was, the war is breaking out in the middle there somewhere in Nomngete there in exile. Ne? War is breaking out. People, the commanders are getting arranged and, you know, everybody's like, Tate Primo Latuye, Latuye. Tate Primo is like, commander did not eat. Where are the commanders? The commanders need to eat. It's like, there's no time to eat here. So anyway, yesterday, Helmut, after yesterday, my emotions were hurt because that caller tried to censor us. So I wrote a poem.
Really?
I wrote a poem for him.
From the caller?
Yeah. I'm going to recite it.
Did you write it from the caller's message or it's for the caller?
No, it's basically because my emotions were hurt. Oh. The only way I can heal myself was to write a poem.
Oh, to write something.
Yeah. So, guys, just make that, if you see what the sadder it gets, yeah. Both mics are working. The sadder it gets,
yeah.
Just remember that. Put in some background music, that sad music. Okay, so here it goes. Make sure they hear us. Make sure they feel it. We are the anger. We are the hunger. I have dreams, am I? My father told me, complete the mission. They did not really break us. They can never take our story. My soul shows them passion. My history walks through copper lines. My blood carries diamonds. When they thought they carried that spirit away, boom, we are the reincarnation. Make sure they hear us. Make sure they feel it. We are the anger and we are the hunger. That's for the caller.
This is in reference to the land of the brave. Right?
This is in reference to the land of the brave.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And also, you know, Fernando, me, I told you as we are going to bring back the dog.
Wait, hold on a minute. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I want to be politically correct. And I want to do things in order. This show has just started.
Use this one.
I don't know when it started. I don't know whether you guys have started already, but you guys are like in the middle of something already. What is going on here?
Yeah.
You guys please introduce me accordingly.
Okay.
And
look,
calm down.
We are like rally drivers. We don't start with gear one.
No, yeah. You're too fast for me. You are already number 10. I'm like at number 2.
You're at number 2. No, in Africa, we don't do 1, 2, 3. We do 1, 4, 7, 10. Yeah, we skip. That's why we have no oil here, and Angola's oil is like $5 here, and us, we are about to pay $20 for it. It's complicated, Fernando. You'll never understand Africa if you don't try. Now, me, I told you we are going to bring basket mouth, ne? Helmut. Did you see the Namibian?
Oh, yeah.
You see, I told you, ne? I shared, you know, remember that the video of the Andonga doing their own agricultural farm?
Yeah.
I shared it in Kwanyama groups. Now Tate Walenga is there in the front page of the Namibian. Someone got jealous, I don't know.
I'm looking at these figures, I'm like, damn.
But here's a good thing. While people are listening, Fernando, I told you we're going to bring basket mouth. We need to tell Tate Walenga what we want while people are listening so that he can make a plan. Okay, so I made the list here. We need to move fast.
Yes.
We want to make a movie between Namibia, Angola, and Nigeria.
Okay.
We need a van. And we need the 4x4. We need the theater called Ndemfayoka Huhwena. So we must all think about these things. Yeah. Okay.
And we need oil.
Most importantly, we need oil.
Yeah, we need enough oil, gentlemen. Now, here's the thing. Also, because I shared that video of the Andonga. The Andonga kingdom is like having their own agricultural farm. So I shared it in a Kwanyama group. Now I see that the Pohamba wants every Kwanyama to contribute $10 for the satellite campus there, the UNAM campus. It's like, ah, che. These ndongas are moving too fast.
Yeah. Isn't he supposed to be celebrating? I mean, that means development, right?
This is really chicken show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, you know, let me just share something. You know, this other time I was in a taxi, and then, we were listening to the Free of Mind show.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there was a lady and it was a taxi driver, and I was sitting in front. Mm-hmm. And then, a lot of people are probably out there wondering, so you still get into taxis? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Fernando takes taxis.
Fernando in a taxi. Who was dying?
Anyway, so then the lady at the back went like, oh, that chicken talks a lot of this and this and this and that. Oh, I almost used the word.
Probably nonsense.
Yes, then the taxi driver, so the whole time the taxi driver was listening, he was enjoying it. And then,
yeah.
There was a small argument between the lady
mm-hmm.
and the taxi driver. The taxi driver was like, no, leave him. I like him. And the lady is like, no, but look, he's just talking a lot of nonsense about people and what. And then the taxi driver decided to change the channel. And the lady went like, why are you changing?
Mixed messages.
Yeah. It's hard not to listen.
Yeah.
There's an elder here that is Shangala. He's one of my favorite listeners. I respect him because we talk so much nonsense, but he keeps coming back and he rallies us forward. Kucha, my child, do something for yourself. Now, Tade Shangalani, for me, he's one of the most resilient people when it comes to the Free Your Mind show. Because even after the show, there are callers who come in and go, yeah, the dumb come of the day is Tate Shangala. but, you know, he doesn't take it personal.
He's a regular.
Yeah, he's a regular, you know. But yesterday we had the caller who said, as we just insult people. So then we got a bit emotional. That's why I wrote a poem for him. Our elephants. Now, look, me, I know you don't like politics. But the funny thing is the guy who's selling the elephants is a guy called Gary Odendal. Now for me, you know, call me wrong. But this guy, if your surname is Gary Odendal, you're almost a guest in Africa. Who are you to sell the elephants?
And these are the guys that will find you somewhere
mm-hmm.
and ask you questions like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Private property.
The question is, what are you doing here? Yeah,
exactly. I don't get it.
I guess they have the answers. We are taking the elephant.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it means that my sign of private property is at your farm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Namibian sign of property for you is at the border. Like a private property.
Yeah.
That's where you first have to explain why. But I think, it's similar to slavery.
Yeah.
You know, slavery took place because there are some traditional authorities
mm-hmm.
that were in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these guys are selling elephants because, well, someone up there is in on it and they are gaining, 46 million out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, for me, like, with my comedian mind, I start thinking of things like, but why pig is such a big, heavy animal to transport where?
To Dubai, yeah, come
first
on.
First of all, the UAE
the
is
a private jet.
Yeah.
First of all, the UAE is a desert.
Yeah.
Why would an elephant want to be in the desert?
But you know, those...
No, but seriously, like on a serious note, guys, let's break it down a little bit.
Mm.
So this, we're speaking about elephants, mm-hmm. right? This is 200 or what, I don't know, 1,000 something
tons.
Pounds, mm-hmm. tons, right?
Yeah.
And how many elephants are we talking about?
We took like what, 27?
We took like
22?
No, like is it 37 and we're planning on selling 20 more, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we need that's, more money.
Now that's according to yesterday's Namibian.
Yeah.
Okay, so then these elephants are put inside, I don't know, Airbus?
Me, I'm thinking a ship.
Are they flown or ship?
Me, I will not be on the same plane with an elephant.
No, there's not a chance. There's no way in hell am I getting on that plane with an elephant.
There's an elephant. An elephant, having a plane on an elephant is like having a suicide bomber.
then you need water,
mm-hmm.
enough water.
You need food.
And that thing, you need someone to feed the, mm-hmm. the animal.
Mm-hmm. And you need to contain it.
It's
too much, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of logistical.
Yeah. Maybe this is why our guests are the ones selling it and not us.
Oh, yeah. Mm. No.
Guys, do you think now is a good time for Boris Johnson to change his name? Because the guy's got a Russian name and
Boris,
he seems very anti-Russian.
For an English guy.
The Prime Minister of England is Boris Johnson. it almost sounds like Boris Yeltsin to me. Mm.
Boris.
For all you know, they are cousins even.
No, I don't think that name is English. No,
Boris, it's Russian.
That's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's anti-Russian? Maybe he's just, he's doing it for his, for his political reason. You know, politicians are very good at putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, no one is a better actor. And you know, when we do our movie, we're going to take Raul, we'll take you, we'll take Tata Elia Kayamu, we'll take Mr. Ibu, and then we'll bring Slick. It's gonna be a nice movie.
Slick is an extra.
Yeah, Slick is an extra. Yes. And many more.
Because if Slick is allowed to say anything in a movie, the whole time he's gonna be yelling, "Pain the hospital!"
Yeah, or he's gonna do the toilet joke.
Yeah, and the director will be like, "Cut! No, we didn't talk about the hospital. This is your script. Where do you see the hospital here? Sorry. It's been a while now."
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but Chicken, I think I'll need to congratulate you on your show.
Mm.
I think it's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
You have quite a number of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it up.
Fernando, I'm famous. I'm becoming more famous than you.
Chicken is famous.
It's like... Me, I was the behind-the-scenes guy for like 13 years, Helmut. 13 years, nobody knew me.
There is no way a chicken can never be famous. Everybody knows chicken.
Yeah.
Kids knows what the chicken is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a chicken is automatically famous. You know how it sounds, how it looks like when someone gives me a call and I go like, "Well, what's up, chicken?" Everyone looks back like, "What?"
Me, I pick up my phone calls like, "Hey, comrade minister." My ringtone is Ndilimani, my friend. Me, I want in.
I'm thinking maybe in the near future you should invite some of your listeners,
Mm-hmm.
Let them come talk.
Oh, yeah.
We invited Tata Ben Mulongeni. Now we just have to find him. Do you know Tata Ben Mulongeni used to run NBC? Now, NBC is just one of those things that are politicized. I don't understand why we don't invest in our own propaganda machine. There is nothing that we tell that is... In Angola, you know, when we were chilling in Luanda, I was telling them the story yesterday. Remember that one place we were? We went to... It's not Elinga. It's another place, man. We went to buy a drink. And then it so happens that all the drinks for everybody were all paid already. And I was confused. Now I'm asking the guy who paid all of those drinks, why doesn't he build a refinery there in the south of Angola? So that they can benefit Namibia. Because, the bill must have been equivalent to at least 5 million.
Yeah, and it's scary, man. Like, you're drinking and you're looking at the can like, is it expired?
There must be a catch.
Why am I not getting drunk?
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, "You are drunk."
Mm-hmm.
I can't feel it.
But you're probably like finding that balance, fighting for it. Okay, dear listener, listen. The telephone line is 0832-888-401. We're going to need you to call in and tell us who's the dumb cop of the day. We need to know all of these things. If it's me, let me know. Okay? I will take it. I will take it like a man. Yeah.
You know, every time I see Fernando, I get a little bit confused. Because it's confusing as to what am I expecting from this? Is it comedy or the environment?
Yeah.
Or maybe both.
Mm-hmm.
A cocktail of them both.
That's a very interesting question.
Guys, Fernando is the street sketch guy. He's the guy who asks people like, "On what planet is Namibia?"
Yeah.
And it's funny because they don't know. Damn, Katutura. I'm like, look at this guy.
Your geography
on what planet
so proud.
Is in Namibia?
Yeah.
That's how you should ask the question.
Oh, on what planet is in Namibia?
Yes.
Oh, so there are tricks to these things.
Yeah, yeah, there are tricks. Anyway, that's called the street catch. It's the reason we do that is to create environmental awareness, in a funny way though. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I know there's a lot of questions that many of the people out there also don't know. So you are forced to take your phone or Google or do research on what exactly does that mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's the aim. In the meantime, you laugh.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of people. No, in fact. When we ask questions, we make sure that we provide every participant with the correct answer. So at the end of the day, everyone
learns
something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see me, just expect to see me. I mean, I am just who I am.
Mm-hmm. So guys,
yeah.
The much awaited Sharjah Safari Park opens. The world's largest safari outside Africa is home to 120 species of animals. I believe this is where our elephants are going. Thank you very much, Shikupe. Shout out to you there in Abu Dhabi. Soon we'll be coming to visit. We'll be doing comedy in Arabic. Assalamu alaikum.
Boom.
Boom. Is that now comedy in Arabic? This guy is naughty. No, this thing.
What's boom?
Boom. You have to read.
No, maybe he will explain.
Yeah, let him explain.
Yeah, I can. You know, with all the stereotypes around, like I said the other day that, you know, I have a friend who told me that the last time he was in Asia, everyone assumed that because he's black, he can play basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently in China, they think all black people are American.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you show up there, they're like, who are you, Jay-Z? I'm like, okay, are you sure Jay-Z must be taller than... Yeah, so that's the same, stereotype that's been perpetrated on the on the Arabs. Mm-hmm. Because every time you see an Arab, the first thing that comes to your mind is C4.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
at NBC, they have these tight corridors, no? And then there's this stair that goes up like from one department to another. Now, there's one time I'm walking down the stairs at NBC, and then an Arab guy, he's an elder man.
Yeah.
Just we cross path right in the center of like where there's no one else. And then we just meet there by the stairs there.
Yeah.
My heart almost stopped. And then I had to tell myself, wait a minute. This guy was just an Arab guy, man. Why am I scared of this guy? I mean,
he wasn't carrying a bag, was he?
Not carrying a bag. Yeah.
I think if he was carrying a bag, you would have been in a coma before you got.
Yeah. My heart literally stopped.
Maybe he was scared.
Yeah.
Maybe he was
scared. Because I'm also a black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because now we are looking at each other thinking he thinks he's getting robbed.
Yeah.
Me, I think I'm like a bomb about up. To go off.
You're about to die.
Yeah. The world is such a paradox. And this is the power of media, guys.
Yeah.
This is the power of media. Mean, sometimes I wonder, like, why don't we invest in this country, in our own movies? Why I started talking about Angola, even now I remember.
Yeah.
Is when you watch Angolan television, every 5 minutes, they'll show you Miss Angola. They'll show you their soccer team. It's just a constant national pride campaign. Now, if you look at countries like, so for example, Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti is in shambles. It's horrible. They even had a tsunami, or was it
an earthquake
that destroyed everything. But those people are a million times more proud to be Haitian than we are to be Namibian. It just doesn't make sense to me, you know.
They have the tsunami award. They own the tsunami award internationally.
Yeah. No,
tsunami award?
No, I think Japan took the tsunami award.
They are giving now awards for the country with the worst natural disasters.
You serious?
It's a joke.
Oh. But then it must be Japan with Fukushima or Chernobyl.
They should start giving awards for corruption. Ooh, those awards will be coming to Africa like on a day.
Zaki Shangala will be sitting somewhere in like a jail cell with a very big award.
You know,
if they awarded people for corruption.
You know how good Jamaica is when it comes to 100 meters? That's how good Africa will be.
Yeah, when it comes to corruption. Yeah. Some people will be like James Atwikilipi. Who will be like, hey,
we
this guy, he will be the godfather.
We don't need to practice, no rehearsals, nothing.
Nah.
You just get up and say,
just get it.
What do you want me to do?
It's true, man.
You know, even when they're announcing these awards, there will be no surprise, you know. There'll be like, no, the most corrupt politician of Namibian politician of the year 2022 will be...
You have to take it slow also.
Yeah, like...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Suspense.
The most corrupt politician, and everybody's going...
Oh, man, who is it?
They're all excited. They're rubbing their hands. Pius Matulelo! And then he walks up there. Oh, wait. He can't walk up there. They have to give it to him from behind the bars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to you, homies there. I hope you are listening to the Free Your Mind show. You, Saki, you'll always be a fish to me. Yeah, but I hope you are listening and having fun. Again, I say, keep a good, healthy mindset. The hope of you coming out is there. But you surviving after you come out, I don't know. There are many angry Namibians outside here. Rather stay in there. You are safer. Amnyela will do the things.
Oh, just, you know, come out and fly to Japan. No biggie.
Ah, yeah. We're not letting them go. Ah.
it's a no-fly zone for them.
The only problem is that there was most the problem when Ricardo Gustavo got released. Uh-huh. There was a problem. You were supposed to have like a detector on his
like an ankle monitor.
Yeah, an ankle monitor. It turns out it's illegal or something like that. So homie is somewhere without an ankle monitor. Just so blood of Jesus.
Oh, so it's illegal to put someone on house arrest with an ankle monitor?
I don't know, but
holy Moses.
Most chances it's unconstitutional. Like
the funny part is, it's illegal. To put someone on house arrest, like, it doesn't sound right. Like, the whole story is just funny.
Yeah.
It sounds corrupted.
Yeah. It's a corruption case. So, as you can imagine, maybe on the judiciary, the executive branch, and the legislation. Guys, now that I think about it, this Fish Road corruption case was on all three levels of the branches of government.
Yeah.
The executive, the judiciary, and the legislature. Yeah. Or legislative, I don't know.
Yeah.
These guys then changed everything on all
levels.
They just
sinked.
Yeah.
They were just, looking for their sinking position until they did, and oh.
Those brothers know how to synergize, young.
Yeah.
They are eclectic. We are all inspired. Okay. So.
No.
The Kwanyama campus.
Mm-hmm.
$10. From each Kwanyama person. Okay, no, let's say, let me not be too tribalist. Because it's not only Kwanyamas who live in the Hangwena region. There are guys from Umsati who go look for greener pastures there in Oshikango also. Mm-hmm. So anyway, $10 from every person who lives in the Hangwena region to raise funds for the satellite campus. I think, you know, we don't give credit where it's due. Comrade Pohamba had a brilliant idea there. Although I think it should be like 20 or 30 bucks. Comrade Pohamba really nailed it there. Because then this is more social accountability. Like, even if you live in the Hangwena region now, and then you pitch in your 20, or maybe even your 100, because I know Usko Ngamwa is going to give them 100,000. So if you, like, every time you pass by that satellite college or whatever thing they want to build there, you'll feel good, man. Which I mean, my 20 helped build that. Can you imagine? All you contributed was 20 bucks, but you can change a lot of lives.
I did my part.
Yeah.
That's okay. Although it's a little interesting, but okay, no, this whole thing is a little okay. Let's say everyone paid $10. Did someone sit to do the math, like the statistics of how many?
Apparently, Comrade Pohamba is good at math. I don't know, but he seemed to have it down.
An infrastructure. Campus, for example,
yes.
I mean, for that man. Mm-hmm. Like $10 once or maybe as multiple times as you want to be pay these 10 bucks.
I think.
Because there
isn't how, okay, let's look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The most populous region in Namibia is the Comas.
Yeah.
And then I think it's followed, is it by the Hangwena or Umsati?
There should be
at least.
Shana?
No. Orongo? I think between, yeah, maybe Erongo. Erongo is also somewhere there. But that's because of urban migration. There's somebody moving to Erongo as we speak on a bus, has no idea what the ocean looks like, but that's where he's going to stay.
My neighbors left this morning, the entire family, to Swakop.
To Swakop,
no? Yeah, no, you're right. And the bus was full.
Yeah, imagine.
Walvis Bay is all they have.
But I think there's 240,000 people in the Hangwena region.
I have no idea.
That's a guess, but I'm estimating it is as such.
On average. Oh,
now,
okay.
Times that by 10.
2,000.
But me, I know Usko Ngamwa is going to give 100K. I'll tell you, guaranteed, that topi.
Is the guy too loaded or is just too generous?
No, he's a champion for his region. Meanwhile, last day by Umsati, the guy is just... I'm even vexed. Let me not go too far. It's just asparagus here, asparagus there.
This corruption really is going, is going sky high.
Yeah.
Is it 240K people?
Well, we can always check for the statistics. How many people? Shout out to Shikololo, my brother there. Shikololo helped me quit alcohol. He sent me a text saying I'm in town. And, okay. And this is now, imagine Shikololo helping you quit to stop drinking. And this guy was the guy who used to drink and walk on his arms. Anyway, go ahead.
That story reminds me of a story of a guy that was trying to quit smoking, the green stuff.
Yeah.
And then he tried so hard here in Africa for 10 years. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get it right. And then he went to Jamaica.
Mm.
After a week, he stopped.
Imagine. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all.
Really?
Yeah. You're giving us statistics.
If the average is 240,000 people,
mm-hmm.
Everyone pays $10, it amounts to 2.4 million. Okay.
Yeah?
Did not see that.
Hey, one. My friend. Now, Ed Uskongam was 100,000. We know that Toby is going to raise those funds. He's a champion, that guy.
He goes to 2.5. Yeah.
Mean, that guy makes me jealous. I look at Ndevashe and then I look at our comrade there by Umsati and then I'm just like, why can't they be like Usko? What's wrong with these people? Who's our governor here in Windhoek even? Commerce.
Really?
Look at who? Come on, really? Really what? I'm asking you a question.
It's governor.
It's the governor.
It's the governor.
Governor of Windhoek.
Our mayor, I think she recently got a baby. Our mayor recently got a baby. Yeah, congratulations, Sade. Welcome to, I don't know, the name was there, man. I know it ends with De Concesao.
You know, I'm living a little bit in the past because when you said our governor just got a baby, I almost went the same
our
way.
Mayor.
Our mayor just got a baby. I almost went the same way. Like, really? Because I was thinking of Job at the back of my head.
Yeah, no, yeah. Job is the former mayor. Job is done. Job's cones there by Comasdal. He's more doing the bicycle lane.
Short people's jobs always sometimes is really short. Like.
Hey, there's a short person at your, sitting right next to you.
You know, they once did most that boxing challenge thing where Job, what did Job Hamauka? Was it JJD?
Yeah, that was
Job
Hamad
somebody
fight.
And it was a short fight from
short
a short
fight.
Guy. He knocked somebody out. Then, man, I was watching those fights, man. I was like, why didn't they put me in there, man?
But Job's fight was really personal.
Yeah,
he can literally say, I beat him up. That was his aim.
Yeah.
He was angry at something. Something was really
who did
him.
Job beat up? Was it Mufaro? Me, I wanted Mufaro out of because Mufaro wants, they refused that the sponsorship. So now when I'm watching that boxing and someone beating Mufaro, I'm like, denga man, denga man. I'm like,
yeah.
Because of that sponsorship, I'll never be on your side, me.
By the way, is that the booty okay? I heard a concussion. Is he fine?
Serious?
Okay, it's a lie, but yeah.
No, bro, Tatebuti's got a
swimming pool. He had a short fight as well.
Yeah, no. Tatebuti had a concoction. Now imagine me as a guy born in exile, and then I get beaten by a boa. No.
Sending a wrong message.
Tatebuti, yeah, it's sending the wrong message. But
you'll get fired from the country.
Yeah, you'll get fired, yeah. Now Tatebuti is justified because the guy is from Namibia. So we expect him not to really fight back. But that Vermeulen guy, Mike was too big for Booty also, man.
No, you
know. Mike was a giant, Fernando, man. Did
I
you
don't
see
know.
Him?
No, maybe it's his boss. You know, you can't really beat your boss.
Yeah. You know the Lani guy. Okay, let's take calls, man. Greetings in the name of the majestic Namibia.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen in the studio.
How you doing, my brother?
No, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very fine. Please free your mind.
Yeah. Good morning to the others also, Baby and the others.
And Fernando.
Fernando, okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Ngapi po.
Na wako ngapi?
Yeah, no.
Helmut, okay, why don't you just hold the mic like at a proper permanent spot so that you don't have to. Thank you. Okay, continue, caller.
Yeah. On the Wanda show,
mm-hmm.
there was a conversation that being done by our president after he went to wherever he went to Qatar. Now he's mm-hmm. you know, consulting the other political parties and whatnot. Now I heard that they have also agreed on the green hydrogen and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I think this is not the right move. Huh? Because seriously, it's supposed to be before he went.
Yeah, I immediately.
immediately when oil was discovered, what he could do is that to call all the stakeholders, and then they sit around and they discuss the way forward.
Do you know what my feelings are?
Yeah.
I feel as though he went there, he got instructed on how to finesse the stakeholders in the country. This is how you deal with them, and this is how you finish the deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might be like that, but for now to do the consultation now, and some of them agree, some are not agreeing. I seriously disagree also in this way, because this is a project for all Namibia. It doesn't matter which political party do you belong.
Yeah.
So for doing consultation only later after everything now, or after maybe heaven, they went and signed. So seriously, this is not the right time. And the other thing is on agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I don't understand our leaders. Even before they go to parliament, some of them they are eating. I understand there is a restaurant at parliament.
Oh, a very affordable one. I'm even jealous.
Yes. Do they even ask themselves that the restaurant, the food they are eating, is coming from agriculture? Do they even know that?
Because
how come can we have a country as big as Namibia, and then we are neglecting a sector like agriculture? So while people need to eat in a daily basis, we have three times we eat in the morning and lunch and then in the evening.
But
this
you heard,
food we eat is coming from agriculture.
You heard Comrade Genkop says, look, Himi bought his farm. He's not interested in farming. Himi just wants a home.
seriously, I really...
It's probably 4,000 hectares of nothing just there. He just wants to walk around and admire the nature.
And then these people are not really even farmers. They call themselves, we are farmers. A farmer who doesn't produce anything.
That's why me, I say politicians are the best actors. Because they can decide to do anything at any given time. Now I'm going to farm. Now I'm an expert at green hydrogen.
But you know...
Okay,
go ahead.
Is the statement of Shimi where he said that they are going to look at some of the ministries or whatever, I'm not quite sure if it's still those that are not doing well, so that the cut of the maybe the expenditure or the finances on that side. I think they just have to start from, seriously, a ministry that are not really supposed to be existent at all.
Yeah.
With our population, and then this also, you call him Uncle Omez, the president coming up with vice president seats and all.
Think tanks and deputy vice presidents. Menetumbo's got two jobs.
Imagine. And how is that Madame was having two jobs?
Exactly.
No other people in this country. Oh. And how much is she earning for those two jobs?
Exactly. Huh? Exactly.
Seriously, this country has just a lot of things that is not going well. 2.5 million to how many? You were in Germany.
We are not half of Luanda.
You were in Germany. How many ministers do Germany?
I think they have 13 ministries for 80 million people.
Imagine.
Yeah.
And then we have how many ministries and ministers for 2.5 million?
How much time do you have?
We increased our cabinet. Is it from 76 to 96? I forgot those numbers.
It's over 100 now.
No, put more people. We don't have enough workforce.
Someone said, these guys are having
free, free meal. They have free petrol, free airtime. Everything is free with them.
They are working hard.
No. Seriously, it's a lot that need to be. Look at what is happening in Zambia, my brother.
Uh-huh.
I'm very inspired by what is going on in
Zambia.
HH is doing well. You know, he made money not to be controlled by the central government.
Yeah.
Money is going dished to the constituency development.
Yes, exactly.
It's going straight there. The people themselves at the constituency level have to know what to do with the money.
Now, imagine we only have 121 constituencies in our country. Some constituencies only probably have 300 people.
It's a red channel when you put money to the constituency, so that those people themselves must know if they want a clinic, they will immediately build the clinic.
Yeah.
Not this bureaucracy whereby a paper coming from Katima, they will only be signed next year, 2023, when they reach the central government.
when the central government approves, it will already be in another financial year.
Yeah.
Seriously, this thing has to stop. When a country, when a neighbor is doing well, like South Africa is doing well in agriculture, we're supposed to go there and learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese that are coming here, we know them, they are good in agriculture. They're supposed to learn as agriculture.
It looks like Angola is going to give us some oil in the near future. What do you think about that?
Imagine when they are saying, come to import oil from Angola, it will be the same expensive as the one we are currently. how is that not?
Look, as long as it's not Alma Zamkuyu and Vainongi Pondoka behind it, please, man. Those guys are going to inflate the prices. Anyway, thank you very much for the calls.
Now. All right.
Have a good one.
Guys, do you know that there's no Namibia without the SWAPO party? We can criticize all we want. Me, I told you, I brought the youth leagues of all the parties together, and I'll do it again on our Conscious Citizens platform. You realize the only substance, the only people who actually really think is the SWAPO party. The other guys are just getting free benefits there in parliament for nothing. Nothing. I'm just trying to imagine APP running Namibia.
it's been said by a lot of people that sometimes the sitting government implements the ideas that were most probably stolen from the campaigns of other parties.
Of other parties, exactly. Yeah. And now,
but I also think, guys, if SWAPO is eliminated or is off, I don't think Namibia will have
there will be
anything
no Namibia
to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Donald Trump. You know,
us will
like
be out of a job.
When Donald Trump was in power, everybody was like, he must step down, he must go off and stuff. Yeah. Now there's no Donald Trump. Now the media is dead.
Yeah.
We have nothing happening.
Yep. Telling
what's the new president's name again?
Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe Biden.
But kids know who Donald Trump is.
Yes, caller.
Hello.
Yebo.
Yes, good morning.
How good. I'm fine.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, tell us about the excitement.
I've been trying to get, it's a hassle.
Yeah, it is a hassle, man. I guess we are getting famous.
Traffic.
Yeah.
There's more people online than on the road.
Yeah.
It's the only startup program in Namibia, if I'm mistaken, eh?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
It's the only one, eh?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
So, Bome said he only wanted a house.
Yeah, he only wants a home. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to farm things.
So, the pick of land there is just for chicken to graze or what? What is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's for us to go and visit, and then they put us in the yard because we are most not allowed into their house if we are not vaccinated. But maybe they're making enough space for the unvexed also.
Up to now, the JITA did not declare which. So up to now, OMS is still mute on that.
Mm-hmm.
So the member said she's going with AstraZeneca. On say now, mine is special. It's coming in the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So when is it coming?
I'm also curious, my brother. You know, with our politicians, all we must do is just listen to the important things. Everything else, try to discard it because it will confuse you.
You say in Germany they have about 13.
I believe so. It's not more than 15. If it's more than 15, it's 16.
Look at China.
Mm.
How many they have?
No.
They are less than 15.
Imagine. Ministries for like 1 billion people.
2 billion now.
The special party is this one.
Mm-hmm.
They have what we call, let's say it's a central committee in Namibia. Like, they are a communist party.
Mm-hmm.
They have now their central committee of the communist party.
Yeah.
These guys, they are only 7.
Imagine.
Their task team is just 7.
No, we have...
Running the whole billion and a half now, almost.
Yeah, and which are running our countries also.
So here we have, I think, 22 ministries, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
22. So on top of the 22, we have deputy ministers, we have ED, deputy ED,
mm-hmm.
There's undersecretary,
mm-hmm.
Director.
Unnecessary position.
I'm telling you, like the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, why are we giving them money?
And we have... National Youth Council.
Why do those guys are just turning people into security guards?
Looking at today, if you check today, all the security of Shirimera, they are boycotting. I don't know why.
But isn't it like the same concept? Like in the US, I think they have like three political parties only.
What I want to discuss, because this is a chapter, right?
Yeah.
You remember last week there was a women
Congress.
Women's League Congress.
Yes, the Swapo Party Women's Congress. Yes, and then Comrade yes. Kaungu was now the secretary.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I think it was opened on. I think it was a Friday, right?
Yeah.
So the Friday, Omes did not went there, and he's the president of the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday, Omes went to a special leg, the census one.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Omes was on his only Christian Louboutin shoe, trying to, was it Paris or whatever?
Belgium.
How does this thing work? Omes on Saturday, he was in sick leave. He went to attend the holiday, I mean the funeral.
The funeral.
And the special, how do you call those things where you have an injury?
Yeah, with a cast. Let's say the cast on his one leg. Is it the right or the left? Doesn't matter.
The most expensive cast on one leg.
Mm-hmm.
But on Sunday, the jitter was already, you know.
And Mia was also like, what? He's gone already? What happened? Did he go with a broken leg? What's happening?
Honey, you have to heal first. No, this is about oil.
This is about oil, my friend. I have to go to Qatar.
This guy is a comedian. On Sunday, he was flying to Qatar already.
Yeah. And then in the interview, he's saying he didn't know about Qatar. He learned about it through what?
He didn't know about oil.
I mean, I'm just confused. My brother, I'm confused. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, check the feedback over there. This is the thing. Why am I talking about this political? These guys, they went to visit Comrade Omesmos. Now imagine the president, although he's doing it in the flip side, he should have consulted with them before flying to Qatar. Didn't even let the leg heal. But now these guys have an opportunity, Mos, to go discuss these issues of national interest with the guy. First of all, when they sent the invite to Venani, I think they had the wrong political party's letterhead or something. They probably made an APP guy. Me, I'm not from the Kavango region.
No, just cancel
so, that. So he boycotted it. He refused to go because, you know, his name was on the wrong letterhead or something like that. Yeah. But now the other guys, they are in there, but I don't think anything of substance came about it. Personally, I think they were being told, Kucha, listen, I came from Qatar. The Qatar guys are saying this is what we must do. And then they're like, okay.
All you just have to do is go there and play ball.
Yeah. Play the ball, not the men. Or the men, not the ball. I don't know which one anymore. That must be Twafeni. Twafeni says, every time he's calling, Vaino, every time he's calling, the phone goes through. So guys, but we never pick up, we just talk too much.
You know each other by names.
Me, I know everybody.
Yeah, they're regulars.
You know the callers.
Yeah, they're our friends.
To offend it, try again.
That's what I'm saying. As we are stupid, we are idiots, and every caller is our friend.
Hello, caller, how you doing?
How chicken?
Yeah, brother George.
Huh? How are you? My brother.
proper George. How's it?
it's okay, man. Chicken. I'm looking for investor, man. Oh.
You're looking for investors?
Yeah, but
you have to go to Qatar, maybe Belgium, or Dubai. I don't know. You won't find them here.
Yeah, buy an elephant.
Yeah, buy an elephant, George. Sell an elephant.
If I go to Qatar, I will not come back to Namibia, man.
But George, look, in the Caprivi region, the Zambezi region, there, I've never gone there without seeing an elephant. What are you doing, George? Put the elephant in a truck. Get in touch with Gary Odendal. Sell the elephant.
You didn't see it.
Yeah, trap it.
You see, TK.
Yeah.
That is what I'm planning. Now I'm not looking for some traditional authority, man. I want money also, man. I will just do it on my own. If I will succeed, I will not be arrested like these guys who are in prison. It's up to them. You have to do things seriously now.
My brother George, elephants, they like marula. They like the marula tree. Now the marula tree can also get them drunk. You can trap them nicely. Don't worry. We are together. And call me. Call me. I have a connection in Dubai. Shekupe is there.
But you know what? Imusi, what he said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are selling our elephant to Saudi Arabia or somewhere there.
Yeah.
So those guys now, they will not come in Namibia to check it, for tourists to check elephant.
No, because they have their own...
You see now, that's a good idea. Let's kill our elephant. Let's eat meat here. We eat meat, man.
Yeah.
Let's tourists to come to Namibia here to come and see elephant. We must not sell them elephant, man.
Mm, it's true, man.
They will not come to Namibia.
Ims also said that we sold one elephant for 70,000, but in Zimbabwe, one elephant is worth 2 million.
It's because Zimbabweans are good at math.
Because, yeah, they are good at math.
Maybe it's because of the currency. You don't know. You guys must think.
You know, brother.
Yeah, George.
About Haka and H. Lemba. This man is surprising me, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's amazing.
In COVID-19, he managed to increase salary of his civil servant 12%.
Uh-huh.
In COVID-19.
And he's looking at his development from constituency level.
He's creating jobs.
Mm-hmm.
In COVID-19, he's creating jobs. In COVID-19, he's increasing the 126 million money for constituencies, what fund.
Yeah, bo.
Here in Namibia, we get $42,000.
Yeah, and our excuse is, COVID-19 is destroying the economy.
Brother, I'm telling you the truth now. We want leaders, not the politicians.
Yeah.
The people we have now are politicians. These are not leaders.
No, absolutely
these
not.
These are just think about themselves. Whatever they do is about themselves. That's why even members of parliament, they are complaining about salary. It's only for themselves, not for others.
Josie Kawandenge, the veteran, what? The veteran politician wants more money.
I'm telling you.
What has Josie Kawandenge done even?
They just think about themselves. But they don't think about people who voted them on, who put them on power.
Mm-hmm.
And another caller came and said that we must respect them. How can I respect the
Me, look, if you respect the morality, if you respect ethics, if you respect the future of the country, me, I'll love you. I'll love you with all my heart. I'll defend you to the end. Yeah.
There's no need for us now to be everything COVID-19. Why COVID-19? The war in take what but gentlemen, we have to be solidarity with Ukraine, man. Woman and kids, they are suffering. Now this time
what about Congo, George?
And men also.
Yeah, what about Congo, George? What about here, southern Angola, these people that are coming in and out of Namibia here? Let the people from Ukraine come here. We make them work on our farms. We can guarantee them safety. Yeah. We take them to Ndongali Nena.
Because they're actually very good farmers, people from Ukraine.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying that, but they look like farmers.
No, though, they're good.
Thanks, brother. Give me that, man. We are listening.
Yeah, thanks. Little Mae is sharp.
Don't they provide like a huge chunk of the global wheat supply?
Global wheat supply. They supply. This is the second biggest country in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're very responsible for many things that benefit us also. So that's why me, I'm saying, when I make some money, me, I'm going to fix my house in the north, put in some internet, and not worry too much. As we have a studio there in Oshakati, Ondangwa also. Yeah, I won't care too much. Because, we are definitely in World War III. We just don't know it yet. Wait until King Jong-un comes into the picture and the Chinese. Yeah. And then you'll be seeing action left, right, and center.
I think the U.S. knows that. That's why they are, none of them, between the U.S. and Poland, none of them wants to take responsible of getting directly involved.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. wanted to, Poland wanted to deliver fighter jets to Ukraine.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to deliver them directly. So they took them to a U.S. base in Germany.
Yeah.
So that the US can send it. The US was like, no,
why did you bring them here?
So
Leave us alone.
You know, one thing about the US is that they're very smart. You know, they control the media.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much sure they're involved. They are busy doing something. Yeah. But they are also very good at distracting the rest of the world.
But I'll tell you one thing. Even there, the front page with Comrade Tatewalenga there, there is also a Jewish guy, Comrade Cohen. You see, this Putin... Me, I view Russia as a rogue Jewish state because of the Bolsheviks, Vladimir Lenin and Trotsky. They were all Jews. Ne?
Yeah.
So I view it as a rogue Jewish state. Now me, I think the people that they are really fighting is not America. It's not China. It's the global new order that is most based in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. So what he is actually fighting is Israel.
You really?
But then through Ukraine, through Europe, through America, because most of the wars that America fights is on behalf of Israel anyway.
Hello, caller, how you doing? Tata Shangala.
Yeah, I come in.
Yes, Unkurunu.
Where he come? Where wati?
Ngapi mudara?
Nawa ogon ngapi?
Nawa tupo. Ingo tamu yunga tamu rugana oko.
Tatu rugana.
Tatu complain na tupu.
Tatu complain na tupu.
Tatu complain na tupu.
Complain and get knowledge from the complain.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we're trying to share information and learn and learn and learn so that we can improve ourselves.
We learn. Guys, tell me now. Why do we Namibian having so many parties?
It's most a free country. I was even thinking of starting a Free Your Mind political party, but I think I'll give it another 5 years.
Maybe
18.
How many parties we have?
I think we have about 17 or 18 there.
It's GMP, Mshasho, Malaiti, Omalaiti, Mshelelo.
Yes.
If we have there so many parties and we are our population only for 2.5 million plus minus, so what is the better there? What do we want to achieve from this whole party?
No, we are not going to achieve much. We are too separated. Tate Shangala, just look at the Ovaherero Traditional Authority. They are so divided, that I don't think we're ever going to get those reparations. I even give up on I give up on getting a Herero girlfriend.
It goes, yes, because you said China and other progressive countries have so many people, but they have got only some few in the Paramandaria. Yes, that is correct. But remember, they don't have many parties there to their country.
Yeah.
As long as you have got many parties. Each party may have maybe 5 or 10 So when you put all this number together, it will go up to 100.
Yeah, but who's going to outlaw this multi-party system in Namibia? If we can just limit it to 3 parties, maybe.
Yeah, that is right. If we want to be better, let us drop in the parties, and then we get only 2 parties like America and other people.
Yeah.
Fighting only for 2 parties, but not so many. What is many for?
We must also not underestimate the amount of parties are in America. It's not just the Democrats and the Republicans. There's the Tea Party. There are so many other parties, you just don't hear about them.
That's what I'm saying. They are not counted.
Yeah.
You know, the more you have got more parties, you know, the party also receiving money from the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also wasting money. And then, that is one topic. Let me go to another topic, very interesting, that is funny. Why do we Namibians have so many radio broadcasting?
Because NBC is doing a very, very bad job. But I guess the radio department is not too bad. But Namibia needs Eagle FM, Tate Shangala.
I'm not pointing to which one is better. But the question is that.
Why freedom of expression.
Aha. Why do we need so many radio while we are a few number? Why don't we listen only to radio one?
Yeah. It's a good question, Tate.
I think why do we have so many churches?
Yeah, why do we have so many churches is a good one also.
Yeah. Do you know why I put all those things?
No, please explain.
My idea is this, that don't compare other countries to another country. Because according to their situation, they are going according to their situation where they are situated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're comparing, then you will go wrong.
Yeah. But now that the Shangala...
That's why other countries might have only one station radio, but not so many. They have got only two parties, but not so many. But if you go to them and say, why is this having this one? Yes, they seem to do that. But we are feeling, unless we until we become a normal time, then we will have one party or one radio, or one thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tate. Have a good day. Bless.
Now, this is a message from Sarah Kahohoi. Hi, Chicken. Free Your Mind is just a platform to complain or what? The last time I saw the governor of commerce handing out equipment to startups, never heard anyone applauding that, just complains every day. Well, why don't you send us the article? You even have my number, you know? There are people who text me every day. They text me positive things. They text me what's happening in Dubai. They text me what. If you want us to bring it up, participate.
Actually, if you ask me...
You have my number.
No, actually, if you ask me, is it Sarah? Okay.
Sarah Kahohoi.
Yeah. Sarah is right.
Mm.
Yeah. Free Your Mind platform is a platform to complain.
Yeah.
Because she just complained.
She just complained.
No, yeah.
Maybe the right way to put it is Free Your Mind platform is a platform for people to free their minds.
Yeah, exactly.
By complaining like she did.
Yeah, and yesterday I said it also.
No, you call it complaining. It's complaining to you.
Yeah, but to us, you are freeing your mind. You know, you want to release that before. You know, us guys, we are ticking time bombs here in Namibia. You know, chances are you'll walk out of the studio now and go beat your girlfriend. You know, this is what Namibian guys are known for. So now if we can laugh about things, maybe the guy can release that anger. And also, if he calls in to complain, maybe he's...
Definitely don't.
That he doesn't go home.
Hold
on, these are all important things. As we are hooking vehicles.
Hello, Paula, how you doing? And you're so much more.
Great, great, great.
Jewelry Parts Namibia. Renowned for service excellence, quality products, and affordable prices. Mercedes and BMW owners choose us. You should too. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
Sorry, my brother. I didn't see that coming. Let's go.
Ah, never mind. Listen.
Yeah.
I think she might be correct, because most of the people here, I know that we defend them.
Yeah.
But we are defending because most of the complaints, most of the attacks are coming from the people who were even Kufu, for example.
Yeah.
So, and when you listen, even that the Bad George, you were talking about Rubango yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
I remember.
So now, when you ask him a question, for example, his master that is there, the politician or leaders or murderers. Just ask those kind of simple questions.
Yeah.
So the other one, where yesterday somebody says, I know apparently you are a competent. Yes, Tiringa, Nashotari Matrenda, Nashakwaita.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to be serious, my friend. It's that we are defending.
Yeah.
Even the thing that the first caller was talking about, why is it only this project and big ones, all these things, they didn't just come yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the president was talking about press today, was against the free press. The free press doesn't mean that you should publicize
Prophesy. Do the correct information. Prophesy correct information.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we are defending. Of course, we have to defend the legacy of the liberation struggle. Because our people died. And most of the people who come here, we know them. Mm-hmm. So when you come and say Swapo, you are a Kufut. How do you speak about that? Do you expect you to speak good about Swapo, the liberation, the leaders who are leading?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Okay.
So, we want this thing. Can't you just copy the example of Demetria? How the show is more meaningful, the contribution to the development of the economy.
Yeah.
Is that so difficult?
No, it's not difficult. But the fact that you are here and you are freeing your mind, it means that we are doing our job.
Where did you get that problem? Was it here before when the Kakunyas were here and others?
No.
Was it here?
But if
you can just read.
Okay.
You can just read.
But timekeeper. Yeah, timekeeper.
Bye.
All right, we're going to cross over to Comrade Chapumba's court case so that we can see if the rich is going to get richer again. Okay, now, as we are going to leave the studio, but I would like to say follow us on social media at freeyourmind_NA. Get onto our website. You can even join us. You can be part of our network. In fact, tomorrow from 12 to 2 o'clock, we're going to be at the theater school. We're going to be training ourselves. So if you want to join us, you have my number. Feel free to contact me and let's cook and let's make things and the platform better. Sharp, sharp.